All right, patient's name is Andrew Heisser, Heisserer, 6235, 119, Rivermont, MC, CC, asthma and adjust inhalers, HPI. A 90-year-old gentleman was seen in his room. His door was locked, and he finally answered it. Appeared flustered, kind of like, "What do you want?" But then let us in, and was not his engaging self, period. He started asking Donna some the ADON some questions, and some she couldn't answer, and his responses were like, "Well, what the hell is that?" Essentially, he dropped curse words that I had never heard him use before. It was almost comical, though he wasn't intending to be funny, period. He seemed to finally kind of relax a little bit and calm down, and then we were just able to just talk and see how he's doing, period. He got through Christmas and the New Year. His wife came to see him. She doesn't take him home as she's afraid that he won't want to leave and cause a scene, period. Patient has a history of asthma, for which he has used inhalers routinely. Advair is one that he did well on, and when it was to be refilled, insurance is now not covering it. The copay would be $600 a month, which is exorbitant and not affordable to family. He continues with his albuterol rescue inhaler and has levobuterol that he has not been using routinely, period. He denies having an asthma attack or feeling increasingly short of breath, but he would like to have his inhalers available, period. Patient denies any falls or acute medical issues. He spends his day in his room, coming out for meals and occasionally an activity, period. All right, patient diagnoses are mild cognitive impairment with evidence of a mild staging, depression slash anxiety, hard of hearing, requires hearing aids, and eczema slash psoriasis of scalps and skin, and asthma. Medications: Zyrtec 5 mg QD, Cleosin T, apply to scalp 1 or 2 times daily as needed. Clonazepam 2 mg, 1 tab at 3 p.m. and BID PRN. Clonidine 0.1 mg, 1 tablet QAM and PRN for elevated systolic BP greater than 150. Hydralazine 50 milligrams, 1 tab BID, an EpiPen that patient carries on him. Okay, on the hydralazine, also put 1 tablet at HS. Levobuterol HFA, 2 puffs QID will be changed from PRN to routine. Lisinopril 40 milligrams, 1 tablet QD. Lubricating eye drops, 1 drop OU daily. MOM 30 cc's. MWF Singulair 1 tab QD. Paxil 10 milligrams, 1 tab QD. PreserVision 2 tablets QD. Cineplus 2 tablets QD, Spiriva 2 puffs QD. Diet is regular mechanical soft with thin liquid. Code status is DNR. Allergies are multiple C chart. Okay, vital signs are 142 over 73, 77, 97.9, 18, 96%, and 165 pounds, which is a weight loss of 4 pounds from December. General patient is alert, well-groomed, and slightly agitated when seen. HENT, he has a stocking cap on his head. EOMI, PERLA, wears corrective lenses, nares patent, moist oral mucosa, dentition in good repair, neck supple with clear carotids. Patient is hard of hearing, and when I started talking to him, he told me that he couldn't hear me. I needed to talk louder. So we asked about his hearing aids, and he said one was broke, and then points to where the other one was sitting. So once he put that one on, he could hear, period. For about the first 5 to 10 minutes, a patient was agitated when he was being asked questions by the ADON, and I tried asking questions. He would curse, and I'd not ever heard that from him before. So it was interesting, and I was told that during Christmas break, he went through a spell where he was addressing the female staff with a B word, period. Didn't have a good reason when I asked him why, period. Neuro patient is oriented times two, self in Oklahoma. He has a clock that has the day, the date, the time, and whether it's AM or PM, and he uses that for reference, then states that he has difficulty, though, discerning the time being daytime or nighttime, period, and told him that if he uses the AM, it is most likely early morning or after midnight, and he can kind of use that as a gauge, period. Musculoskeletal, he ambulates independently. He has a brisk gait, denies any falls, moves arms in a normal range of motion, has good muscle tone and motor strength, no lower extremity edema, respiratory normal effort and rate, clear lung fields, no cough and symmetric excursion, cardiac, he has a regular rate and rhythm without murmur, rubber gallop, and PMI is non-displaced. Skin is warm and dry, he has a ruddy complexion. As far as his scalp, he has a few scaly patches, but they are small and fewer in number than, say, 6 months ago, period. Okay, A&P number one, hypertension review of this month's BP readings show several systolic pressures of 164, 180, 173, the high 150s, so about 50% of his readings are greater than 150. So I have written for clonidine 0.1 milligram to be given for systolic BP of greater than 150. Patient does have that order already, but it's not being given by staff. So the ADON is going to do an in-service this week, and that will be included in one of the things they need to address, period. Number two, asthma. Okay, levobuterol HFA is being changed to 2 puffs, Q6 hours while awake. And then his albuterol will be used as a rescue inhaler at 2 puffs QID, period. He has been fairly stable from an asthma perspective when he was using his previous inhalers, and hopefully that will continue with what he is now using, period. The next is general care. Patients due for annual labs in March, and so those will be ordered then, period. And 12/31/25, a UA was obtained, which was negative for UTI after patient had been on a cursing binge directed at the female residents. Thought that he had a UTI, changing his behavior, but he did not, period. So it could be evidence of staging and as his dementia goes, period. 99350.